This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Okay, so if you're investing serious money, like thousands every month, into paid search, and, you know, your Google Ads traffic looks great on paper, but the leads, they're just low quality, maybe even non-existent, then you definitely know you've got a problem. And it's probably not one that just throwing more budget at will fix.
No, definitely not.
So today, we're really zeroing in on that gap between traffic and actual revenue. We're talking about Google Ads copywriting.
That's exactly right. For anyone running these high-stakes campaigns, traffic that just doesn't convert, it's just wasted money, plain and simple.
Right.
So our mission here in this deep dive is to really unpack the source material we looked at and pull out, you know, the practical formula for ad copy that actually converts, brings in qualified leads, and boosts your ROI.
And the sources we dove into, they make it crystal clear almost immediately. In the B2B world especially, it's so competitive. You're not just selling. You're essentially buying someone's immediate focused attention.
Exactly. And attention spans are short. Skepticism, it's high.
So that copy, it's your absolute front line.
It is. It has to work hard. We really need to get past the sort of generic marketing fluff. The core idea that came through is that the best copy has precision, persuasion, and performance. Every single word has to earn its place.
Because every click costs money.
Right. And if those first few lines of copy don't hook them, you haven't just lost a potential lead. You've probably hurt your quality score too, making future clicks even more expensive. It's a double whammy.
Okay, let's break this down then. The sources pointed to three core pillars for high-performing copy. Things that work together to turn someone just searching into an actual prospect. Let's start with pillar one, the hook.
The hook. That's your headline, essentially. And it can't just be okay. It needs to be laser-focused. But critically, it has to speak directly to the audience's main pain point or, you know, their biggest goal.
Right. Not just what you do.
Exactly. Think of it less like describing your service and more like promising relief or guaranteeing success.
I see so many ads, even big companies, just putting their product name in the headline. They assume people know the brand. But the material we read suggests that's often a huge miss, right? Especially if the searcher's looking for a solution, not necessarily a brand name they already know.
Oh, it's a massive mistake in that context. The key principle is instant relevance. If your ideal client's biggest headache is, say, high customer acquisition costs their CPA, that's what you need to hit them with straight away. They're probably not typing advanced PPC management software into Google. They're searching for ways to be more financially efficient, ways to lower that CPA.
Okay, can you give us a really concrete example from the sources, something that makes that point stick?
Yeah, absolutely. The source is really stressed connecting that financial pain directly to the fix you offer. So instead of being vague, you hit them with the precise benefit they're looking for. The examples they gave was pretty powerful, actually, because it tackles both cost and quality concerns. Lower your CPA, start getting more qualified leads today.
Wow, yeah, that's direct. Addresses the cost, addresses the lead quality, all in what, 8 words?
Exactly. Short, punchy, relevant. That's the goal.
That instant relevance, super important. Okay, so once you've got that killer hook, the user's next thought is probably something like, okay, why should I trust you? Which brings us nice to pillar two, the value proposition.
Right.
This is where we need to move beyond just listing features, isn't it? It's about describing the actual real-world result.
Precisely. It's that classic difference. Sell the hole, not the drill. Or, you know, sell the perfectly hung picture, not the hammer. Your audience, fundamentally, doesn't care that you have cutting-edge PPC management technology. What they care about is predictable growth, maybe scalable growth, getting more conversions, lowering their costs, those tangible outcomes.
Okay, but here's the challenge, right? How do you take what might be a complex service, maybe even a bespoke solution for enterprise clients, and boil it down into a simple, compelling benefit that fits in the ad description? Without sounding vague, like we get better results, that feels like a real tightrope walk.
It definitely is. And the source material actually offered a really neat little structure for this, a kind of formula you can apply. It forces you to put the result first. The structure is get result with service, no guesswork, just ROI.
Oh, I like that. Get result with service, no guesswork, just ROI. It's clean. It's actionable. And it positions the service bit as the how, the reliable way to get the result.
Yep. It shifts the service from being seen as just a cost to being seen as a driver of profit.
It makes it an investment, not an expense.
Exactly. Oh. And that last part, no guesswork, just ROI, that directly addresses the risk factor. It assures them of the return, focusing on the outcome they want, not the complicated stuff behind the scenes.
Perfect. Okay, hook, value. That brings us to pillar three, the action step. Clear and compelling calls to action, CTAs. Now, for anyone spending serious money on search, avoiding generic stuff like Learn More is probably, you know, ads 101, but let's dig deeper. Why are specific CTAs so much better strategically?
Well, the issue with a soft CTA like Learn More isn't just that it's bland. It actually, it can lower the quality of the click you get.
How so?
It attracts people who are just kind of browsing, maybe mildly curious, but not necessarily ready to actually engage or buy. Mm-hmm. Your goal with paid ads, especially high-cost B2B keywords, is to get clicks from people with strong intent.
Right. So the CTA should almost act as a filter.
Precisely. You want the action you ask for to feel rewarding, low effort, but also to signal that the person clicking is genuinely interested in the next step you're offering. It pre-qualifies them.
So we want them to feel like clicking gives them something useful right away, not just sends them to another web page to read more stuff.
Exactly. If you're paying potentially tens or even hundreds of dollars per click, you need that click to mean something. So instead of Learn More, the sources suggested much better value-driven options. Things like get your free ad audit, or see how you compare in your industry.
Ah, those are good. Because they offer immediate, tangible value, a free audit that's high value, seeing industry benchmarks, also really useful data for a business.
Right, and it requires just a click, a small commitment, but the payoff for the user is potentially significant insight. Plus, it clearly signals what's coming next. No ambiguity. That saves everyone time, the user, and your sales team.
And that pre-qualification is key for ROI, isn't it? Your sales development reps end up talking to people who've already raised their hand saying, yes, I value this kind of information.
Absolutely vital. It focuses your follow-up efforts where they're most likely to yield results.
Okay, that really clarifies the three pillars. Hook, value, action. Great structure. Now let's flip it. Let's talk about the common mistakes, the traps that can tank an otherwise well-funded campaign. Because sometimes knowing what not to do is just as important.
Definitely. And this section really boils down to clarity. In paid search, clarity builds trust. If you confuse the user or waste their split second of attention, they're gone. Click, next ad.
So what's the first big mistake, that sort of attempt to sound impressive that often falls flat?
The trap of vagueness, specifically vague value propositions. You know, when ads say things like, we're the best solution on the market, it sounds confident maybe, but it's utterly meaningless without proof or specifics right there in the ad.
Yeah, best according to who?
Exactly. Your credibility hinges on specificity you can back up. If you can't put a differentiating number, a clear outcome, or a specific benefit in the description, users just assume you don't have a real edge and they skip right over you.
Okay, makes sense. And since we're deep in Google Ads territory, we have to talk keywords. There's always that temptation, especially for sophisticated advertisers, to cram every related term into the copy, you know, trying to tick all the relevance boxes for quality score.
Ah, yes, the classic keyword dilemma. Keywords obviously matter for getting your ad shown, but the sources were really clear on this. Readability and clarity for the human user matter much, much more.
So stuffing keywords is actually counterproductive.
Hugely. If you stuff the copy just to hit keywords, it becomes unreadable nonsense. Google's smart enough now to reward relevance that comes from genuinely useful, well-written copy that matches user intent, not just density of terms. User experience counts.
So how do you balance that? How do you stay relevant to the keywords without sacrificing clarity?
It's about precision and writing copy that naturally aligns with the searcher's intent, that pain point we talked about. If you do that well, your ad text will be highly relevant and your quality score will reflect that organically. Focus on the human's goal, not just the search query string. Maybe use dynamic keyword insertion strategically, but carefully.
Got it. Focus on intent, not just terms. It sounds like maybe the biggest sin, then, is leaving the user confused about what happens after they click.
That leads perfectly to the third major mistake, the unclear offer. If your ad doesn't make it blindingly obvious what the person gets by clicking, is it a free trial, a downloadable guide, a demo booking page, a price list? They hesitate.
And hesitation means no click.
Or worse, they click, land on the page, realize it wasn't what they expected, and immediately hit the back button. That spikes your bounce rate, kills your conversion tracking data, and tells Google your landing page isn't relevant. Total waste. The offer needs to be unambiguous right there in the ad description.
This all really points towards a bigger shift, doesn't it? Moving away from just like creative brainstorming about copy and towards something more reliable, data-driven.
Yes. This is the critical pivot.
Because this is where it gets really powerful for businesses spending significant amounts. We need to stop guessing what works and start knowing what works based on user behavior.
Absolutely. The sources were emphatic about this. A huge reason campaigns underperform, especially the big budget ones, is that the copy is based on guesswork. Maybe internal debates, maybe one person's opinion, but not hard data. We have to move past intuition.
So what's the mandate then for testing copy effectively, especially at scale?
It's not optional, it's essential. You must be testing multiple variations constantly, and not just testing, but systematically measuring click-through rates, CTRs, measuring conversion rates downstream, and then crucially iterating based on what users are actually doing.
And for those high-volume advertisers, there's an extra layer, right? Statistical significance.
Yes, that's so important. You can't just run a test for a couple days, see one version slightly ahead, and declare it the winner. That could just be random noise. You need enough data, enough clicks, enough conversions to be confident that the difference you're seeing is real and likely repeatable.
So if ad A has a 10% higher conversion rate than ad B after only, say, 50 clicks, that might not actually mean anything long term.
Exactly. It could flip next week. You need rigor. Test one big thing at a time. Change the headline or the CTA. Not both simultaneously, otherwise you don't know what caused the change.
Isolate the variable.
Right, and run the test long enough to account for variations day of the week, different types of search intent, maybe even seasonality, until you hit that confidence level, that statistical significance. Otherwise, you're just swapping one guess for another slightly more informed guess. Let the audience's actions dictate the winning copy, not the marketing team's favorite phrase.
Okay, let's make this concrete. What specific tools or methods did the source material highlight for actually doing this, for turning data into actionable insights?
The sources focused on three key mechanisms, really. First, rigorous A/B testing, structured, methodical comparison. Second, truly effective conversion tracking. And that means tracking not just the click or the landing page view, but tracking the action that matters, the form fill, the call, the actual qualified lead generated.
Yeah.
You need to know the quality that different copy produces.
Right, tracking the whole funnel. And what was the third mechanism? It seemed to really help understand the why behind the clicks.
It does. Heat maps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people often think of heat maps just for landing pages, but analyzing how users visually interact with your ad formats, where their eyes or cursors go, are the even reading past the first line? Are they drawn to the CTA? That visual feedback helps refine not just the words, but how you structure the ad itself.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's just quickly pull this all together. The ultimate goal here, all this focus on precision, specific CTAs, relentless testing, it's about more than just getting slightly cheaper clicks, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's fundamental to business growth. Getting the copy right is the difference between pouring money down the drain and building a predictable pipeline of new business.
Mm-hmm.
When you lead with clear value, when you focus relentlessly on the outcome your audience cares about, not just your features, you make your brand the logical choice. You ensure every single dollar you invest in Google Ads is working efficiently to start meaningful sales conversations.
Fantastic. This has been incredibly insightful, really getting into the nuts and bolts of making ad spend count. So just to summarize the key takeaways for everyone listening, first, focus on identifying and directly addressing specific pain points in your headlines. Second, always sell the measurable result, the outcome, not just the service itself. Third, use specific value-driven calls to action that pre-qualify intent. And finally, let data, statistically significant data, drive your testing and iteration, not just gut feeling.
If you really internalize those steps, especially that shift towards data-validated copy, you'll start seeing a difference pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You'll move from just buying traffic to generating genuinely high-quality leads, and that hits your cost per acquisition directly. It improves the bottom line.
Absolutely. And as we wrap up this deep dive, and you maybe go look at your own campaigns, we want to leave you with one final thought to chew on.
Yeah, consider this. We know attention spans are incredibly short, and skepticism, especially in B2B, is high. So how often are you really testing if your headline connects with the specific outcome your ideal customer is thinking about right now? The critical question isn't just, do they understand what my service is? It's more like, do they instantly see themselves getting the result they desperately want right now if they click this ad? Make that outcome your clear promise and let the data be your unwavering guide.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.